Okay. So today's shiur, today's vad. I hope I won't disappoint anybody with it. This is a new experience. I'm not quite sure what to do with it, or how to do it, or what we'll be doing. I haven't exactly pieced everything together yet. But in any event, today's shiur is a hakdama. A hakdama to limud of midos. And it's really going to be, amidst Hashem, atypical. Now, today's shiur I'll be talking probably for the whole time. So it's going to be atypical. So if you came already expecting all sorts of things, so I hope you won't be disappointed. Now, if we examine the statement I just said, really a lot of times you'll find people doing that. Someone will come over to you and say, let's say, I'm probably not going to lane so good today because I didn't have so much time to prepare. Or you'll tell your boss, I'm not quite sure I can do this because I'm tired today. And we'll talk. What I just did, that before I started something, I expressed regret that it's not going to be as good as you probably anticipated being. Right? That's what I just did. And that's quite common. You know, it's like, I'm not going to be up to par tonight. I'm tired. I'm not going to... I'm sorry if this doesn't sound good. I was sick. I couldn't practice. So we do that. Now, let's examine that. We're talking about midos. So now the first question is, what is the purpose of my saying that? So there's one possibility that I'm sincere, that I sincerely regret that you're going to be disappointed. And I really regret. And the Balkaire sincerely regrets that he's not going to lane as good as the people expect. So, and he expresses that regret even before it happens. So that's unlikely. It's possible, but I think it's unlikely. For a person to sincerely feel regret before something happens, it's not so mustavra to me. Unless he's mamish absolutely sure it's going to happen. If you're mamish sure something's going to happen, so you can express regret before. But if you're not 100% sure, so it's unlikely that a person would sincerely feel regret. What's more likely is either, and we're talking about midos now, because that's what we'll be discussing, where the person's kochos hanefesh lie. What's more likely is that I'm expressing an insecurity, which is a midah. Insecurity is a midah ra. Except, as we'll see, as we learn a mitzvah Hashem and develop the different ideas we'll be developing, there's no such thing as an absolute midah ra, and there's no such thing as an absolute midah tova. Probably the Orcha Sadikim is the best picture of how every midah always has its counterpart, and it could be ostensibly a midah tova, ostensibly a midah ra that has its place, and ostensibly a midah tova that could cause great harm and great evil. So here I'm saying it, when a person does what I just did, and he anticipates beforehand, he says, I'm not going to learn so good today. You know, I'm sorry, I'm tired, or this. I said, it's not going to be such a good year today. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing. So I want you to hear all the possibilities. It could be a sincere expression of regret, which again I feel is unlikely before something happens to express regret. It could be just expressing an insecurity. So I'm insecure, so I say that I feel better. Like, oh, now we're ready that the shiur is not going to be that good. So now I've covered my bases. And that's what we do when we anticipate not doing such a good job. We somehow feel, so we're insecure, and then we speak it out before, and then, oh, they're expecting it, so now it's not going to be so bad. Or another possibility is that I care what you all think about me, and if I don't give a good shiur today, if this is not what you expected, and it's certainly not what you expected, and it's taken out going to be, because I'm going to be speaking the whole time, and that's not going to be, the derech, but so it could be an expression when a person says that. So, you know, if you want someone to be mevater, you want someone to think kindly of you, you don't want someone to think badly of you. So really, it's a very good trick to, before you do something that'll disappoint them, so you speak it out. Right? You'll say, oh, I'm not going to be doing such a good job. So before it happens, they're more likely to be magnanimous and to say, oh, it's okay. And then they'll say, oh, it wasn't so bad. It was very, very good. So that's a midah raw, because I'm being really deceptive. It's a trick. I'm being deceptive. I don't want you to think badly of me. First of all, there's a midah raw, which we'll be talking about when it's a midah raw, that I care what you think of me. I should just care objectively about the quality of the shiur. I shouldn't be thinking about what you think of me, if the shiur is up to what you expected or not. It should be up to my expectations. That's all. I prepared the shiur, so it should be up to my expectations. That I feel a need to speak out, oh, this shiur might not be what you expected. So again, that's another possibility. So I'm trying to show you how midos exist in just about virtually everything we do. There's some midah being expressed. I just went through on a small sentence. First of all, if I'm sincere or not sincere, if I'm sincerely regretful or not, if I'm insecure, perhaps I'm being deceptive and I'm trying to get you to be magnanimous and to be mevater and to be mochel and even to praise me, because the natural reaction when I say what I said is that you're going to say afterwards, oh, it was such a good shiur, what were you afraid about? It was very good. And that's like, I call that deceptive. That's a trick. And the very fact that I should be focused on the quality of the shiur, I should be happy with the shiur. I prepared it. I know what I want to do. I know what I want to say. And if I don't, that's be it. But to somehow play off against the olam listening to the shiur and to say, the shiur's not going to be that good. Don't get your hopes up. I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing. So that's really an expression that I'm being... That's not where I should be focused. I shouldn't be focused on what you think of me as I say this year. So that was one small example of just taking apart things we say every day, things we do every day. How many, there's literally, if not tens and scores, there's tens and scores, perhaps even hundreds of different kochos hanefesh floating around in the person. Now, two Shabbosim ago, Shabbosos ago, not sure which. I said from the Rambam. The Rambam starts off with Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. That's Emunah and Hashem is one, and love Hashem and fear Hashem. Yisodei HaTorah, the basic Jewish thought. And the very next thing in the Rambam, before Hilchos Avodah Zarah, before Hilchos Talmud Torah, which precedes Hilchos Avodah Zarah, is Hilchos Deis Midos. Because if you think about it, you see, and then the Rambam talks about midos. He only talks about a few. There's literally hundreds. The Rambam talks about, and everybody should look at Hilchos Deis. For sure, the first three prokim, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 7, really gives you the Rambam talking about midos. 1, 2, 3, 6, 7. And if you think about it, midos is the person. Well, what's the person? What are you? Who are you? What is you? You is not the knowledge that you have, is not you. You is how you act and what you do. And that's where midos pop up. Midos are the mania, I'd call it. When I say mania, that's what's making you do what you do. That's what's making you act how you act. And it's all based on your midah. The Yesod HaDvarim is how you feel. If you're if you're angry, if you're, I mean, if you're mistopic, b'mu'ud, if you're kind, if you're balgaiva, if you're humble, if you're lazy, if you're patient, if you're zoriz, if you're generous, if you're flexible, if you're organized or not organized, if you're confident or not confident, if you're sincere, if you're insincere, all of these things, it just comes up. It just constantly comes up the whole day. And that's who you are. That's koveya who you are. It's a manifestation of what you are. And it's koveya every time you do something. Let me read you from the Mishnah Melio in Kunchus HaBechira, page 115. So Taylor Galef, he says, Kol Bechira Shebocher HaAdam. Anytime you make a choice, you choose what to do, you choose how to act. Everything is significant. Everything is koveya. Everything establishes who you are. And not only you, it's nogeya the chinuch of your children, he says. And here again you see that midos is the person. Because what your children pick up, whether they're stingy or generous or secure or insecure, if they're confident, punctual, all these things are what they pick up, really. They don't teach this in school. This is what they pick up because of who their parents are. And they assimilate it a certain way. And then they become something. And that's why all the svarim ke'echad, and we all know this, and it sort of like maybe glides over, and we don't really think about it. About the picking of a wife for Yitzchak, that the Ran says in Drosh HaSaran, it didn't matter so much that they were over the Avodah Zarah. The Iker was their Midos, because they were going to build Klal Yisrael now. Avraham Avinu was looking for the extension. Yitzchak had to extend it. So who's he going to marry? The determination of who their children are is going to be based on what the people are. That's more than anything else. Well, I'm showing from the Mishnah Melio, he says it more by Richas, we don't have so much time now, is that every Bechira you make, every choice you make, every time you do something with an ulterior motive, every time you do something sincerely, lishma, every time you do something selflessly, every small thing, you put back a sefer, you're being selfless. You don't put back a sefer, you're being selfish. Everything you do throughout the day, you're honest or deceptive, it's a manifestation of who you are, and it's koveya who, what you're going to be. There really is a Masechta in Shas about Midos. Baruch Hashem, it's part of Torah. It's called Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is the Masechta that really, and a proper limud of Pirkei Avos will teach us Midos that a person is supposed to have, and a person is supposed to pursue. In fact, there's a wonderful Pirish Hagro on Pirkei Avos that he says the word Avos is like in Bava Kama da Bezam and Aleph, that Avos means something that has a source in the Torah. If anybody remembers that, came across it. And the Gro on Pirkei Avos merely cites a pasuk for every line in Pirkei Avos. That's the Pirish Hagro on Avos. There's a line on the Mishnah. He says, Mishlei Ches Pes, or Shmuel Vav Zion. And if you go by in the store now, someone of course wrote a parish on the Gra and elaborates and explains the Makor for each Midah. The reason I'm saying this is because really the Masechta of Midos, don't be fooled, there's a Masechta of Midos, but it's not about this. The Masechta of Midos is Pirkei Avos. Let's go a little deeper. First of all, logically, all of these things that are the kishkas of a person and what a person is, they're the fundamental makeup of a person. You have to think about that, and you have to realize it, and you have to recognize that that's so. And that's why the Rambam puts it after Hilchos Yesodei Torah, because that's the mensch, that's what a person is. But really, a little deeper, another raya, I'd call it, that's what a person is because this is really the mitzvah of the halachta bedrachav. If you look and say for our mitzvahs, mitzvah ches, and in the yorach hazok and hilchos deos, The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Vov, says that having midos tovos, rachum, chanum, kind, considerate, rodef shalom, all the midos tovos that you can make a list of are your obligation because of the chiyuv of the halachta bedrachav. And the halachta bedrachav is, and there's a nice Latin word that I never got the hang of, to be dome to Hashem. And that's a person's, that's like the highest thing that a person can aspire for, is to be dome to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That way you're dovek by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, it's midos tovos. That's how you become like Hashem. The Gros says in many places, prominently in Mishlei, that a person's avoda in this world is tikkun midos. That's what he's here for. He's here to make himself into a better person. Everything that goes on are all hechitinsis. Can be understood in this way. Perhaps it's not mukhrach, but it can be understood in this way. Letzarech b'enas abrios, to fix up your midos, to make you a better person, and a better person is defined by midos. The Gros says in many places that all chet stems from a chisaron and midos. Rabbeinu Yonah in Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin. And it's also if you look in the Ibn Tibon, in the Hagdomah to Shmoyna Prakim, which is the Harambam's Hagdomah to Perkei Avos, but in the Ibn Tibon's Hagdomah, they write that to be Kone Torah, this is really the depth of Derech Eretz Kodmo LaTorah, is that to be Kone Torah, to be a vehicle for Torah, the person first has to work on his midos. Rabbeinu Yonah Perkei Avos is a main Torah in Derech Eretz. He says if you're not learned, you won't have the shleimus of Derech Eretz. You can't ultimately reach shleimus of Derech Eretz, because if you don't know the dinim, you won't really know what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to act. But a main Derech Eretz ain't Torah, he says, if you don't have basic midos, if you don't have not the shleimus of the midos, just the basic midos, then it's impossible to start being Kone Torah. Now there are many, many svarim about midos, and there's Archa Sadikim, and there's Milas Hamidos. I mean, there's literally tens and hundreds of svarim. But if we're here to try to work on things, and I guess the first step is to recognize when what we're doing is an expression of a midah. Either, you know, to become sensitized to that. If I'm right, and I am, that the person is midos, and that's what you're doing a whole day, is you're being led by your kishkas, by what's inside of you, by motivating factors, by the kokos hanefesh, which we call midos, either tovos or ros. So I think a very first step would be to just become sensitive that, hey, you know, I was just lazy, or I was just impatient, or latova. There's nothing wrong. You have to recognize the tova in order to recognize that all of these things that you're doing during the day are pushed by midos. So I made a list. I just picked at random, almost at random, a list of 10 midos, but really 20. Because we'll call them good and bad, even though nothing's totally good and nothing's totally bad. So if you want to write them down, I'm trying. Okay, arrogance and humility, that's first two. This paper here, I brought paper for anybody. Arrogance and humility, impatience and patience, or acceptance, you could call it, being mavater, that's all the same thing. Achzorius and kindness. Kinna, wanting something, desiring something, and being mistapik b'muot. Oh, no, I'm sorry, being mistapik with what you have.
Third was kindness.
The third was achzorius and rachmanus / kindness.
Fourth
The fifth is Atzlus versus Rizus. The sixth is stinginess and generosity. The seventh is stubbornness versus flexibility. The eighth is disorganization versus being organized, being masudar. The ninth is caring what people think of you, that is what's motivating you to do what you're doing, versus being self-confident and self-reliant and just doing something because it's objectively correct or right.
So you're calling the negative one insecurity?
I'm calling the negative one that the motivating thing of your actions is what people think of you. That's what I'm calling negative. I'm not, call it kavod. I can call it redifus kavod. That sounds very, very harsh, but that's ultimately what it would be called. And the opposite, the contrast, I would call self-confidence. And finally, the tenth thing is being deceptive versus being sincere and straightforward. And I'm suggesting, I'm not sure how this is going to work. We have 7 days between now and next Sunday. So we should, it's good to write down 5 things a day that we recognize are expressions of one of these 20. And as I just told you, 20 middos. So 5 things a day that we did, and this is an exercise I feel that will at least start to sensitize us that everything we do is midos tovos or midos rolos. So 5 things a day which express one of these 20 midos. Doesn't matter. The point is to be sensitive that what we're doing is an expression of midos.
Number 5
was Atzlus versus Rizus. 4 was jealous, kina versus being satisfied, stopping. Now, and I'll give you some more things to think about. You have to realize that you can change, because if I'm correct, that's not me saying it, but if it's correct to say that this is what a person is, and this is what the avoda of a person is, so the fact that this bechira is mechayev that a person could change his midos. It's not too late, and it's not so habitual that you can't change, because the chiddush of bechira is mechayev that you can change. The famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, if you need one, says it beferish, that's what you're doing tshuva on also. Don't think tshuva is only appropriate for averus with maisa, but tshuva is also appropriate for midos rolos, that you work on it and you change. The Chazonish, there's a Moiridik Chazonish in Sefer Emunah and Bitachon. It's kedai for someone working on their midos to read the whole Perek Dalet. But in the first paragraph of Perek Dalet, he says he's going to summarize all midos tovos and all midos rolos, and he's going to make them into one midah. He's going to make all midos rolos into one and all midos tovos into one. So there's only 2 midos that you have to work on. Listen what he says, though. It's a meridika insight. He says that every midah is hergel, that you just act and you don't work on yourself. You just act the way you feel. You let yourself be nimshach after your emotions, your feelings. And he says, a person being what he is, that's all the midah rolos is that. And the willingness to change, not to leave things the way they are, but the desire to change, the desire to work on yourself and to change, that's the midah tova. B'sharosha main kan rak midah achas tova u'midah achas ro. Hamidah haro hi ha'aznocha esachayim hativiyim al mahalchom hativiy. Just let things be the way they are. You act the way you act. Just go on with life, reacting to things the way your emotions make you react. Ubali kol hishtadlus yishtalei b'midos haroos kula. You'll end up with the grand prize of all the midos roos. He'll be a kaisan, a nokem, a geya, everything. He won't be missing anything. Hamida hatova, he has papa hamuchletes to overcome this and to use whatever means will Amitz Hashem be using, will be discussing, the means to use that you want to change, that your seichel, you're gonna change, you're gonna think about what you're doing, and you're not gonna just allow habit to govern your actions. And that's the Mida Tova. So he sums every, like, and then the Perek Dalet is a fascinating Perek about Midos. It's fascinating about fixing up Midos and how one does it. I mean, he has his specific Shita. Okay, we're running. I have a list of, we'll do that next week maybe, and then I'll figure out exactly what I'm going to do. Another exercise that I think will be...
The first exercise is
to write down 5 things a day that are expressions of manifestations of the 20 midos that I listed. It's really 10, but it's everything in its context. Another thing is very instructive. Take a Chumash Breishis, and I don't know if you know how well you fellows know Chumash and Rashi. Write 2 things from every parasha. You'll be amazed how quickly you'll find it. 2 things in every parasha that show midos tovos, that teach midos tovos or midos roos. So I started doing it. I sat there after I came. It's really very easy. You start off with, let's say, gracious. I'm giving you an example to show you what I'm talking about. Nasa Adam teaches you what? What does Rashi say?
Nova.
Teaches you anova. What does Rashi say by the Ipach Papa of Nishmas Chayim? What did Hashem want to avoid there being in Maisa Bracious? I wanted to avoid Kinnah. There shouldn't be Kinnah but Maisa Bracious. Okay? And Noyach, that they were also B'tashma Shamita. That's a Mida. They were Mishtate for the Tsar of the world. That's what, there was a Mida Tova going on there. In Lech Lecha, you know, Bayei Tahala, Rashi, you know, you learn these things, you fly over it. Rashi says he was knighted to the oil of the Isha first. He made sure first that his wife was comfortable and had a house, had a place to stay, before he took care of his own needs. Vayisol ha-masa'ov. Rashi, what did I say, you know? Limit derech eretz. That you should always go back to the old Aksanya. And you'll start reading Brachos, and you'll start paying attention, to Rashi's, and all of a sudden it's going to start piling up. The limudim and the arachim, I guess it's called in Hebrew, and all the midos told us in their inheritance that Brachos is teaching us. And then you come where it says yofes sichosin shal avdei avos l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yosem mitarosin shal banim, and you say, yeah, you know, I'm really learning a lot. And Brachos shmos, the stories in Chumash really are there to teach us how you have to be and how you have to act. And you learn it with Rashi, and you really learn the Torah there. Cheres, learn the this, learn the that. Vayera, Vayomer Inei Ba'ohel. What does Rashi say? L'chabav al Baila. Now you're talking about a man who was how old? How old was Avram? 99. And Sarah was 89. And that's something, you know. It's a good thing to do. You praise a wife to a husband. Praise a husband to a wife. To hear, you know, someone appreciates my wife, it makes them feel good. Hamachas ani me'avram, right? A simple pasuk in Vayera. So Rashi says it's not appropriate. If I'm about to give Avram a matana, and now I want to do something with part of his matana, I haven't given it to him yet, it's appropriate to me to discuss it with him. He's the person that's destined to get it. There's a midah there. I'm not even sure. I don't know what to call it. But you learn it, and you learn Rashi. That's the appropriate thing to do, and that's midos tovos. We have to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's it. That's it for today. And the Mitzvah Shem, I hope we'll again. It's a new thing, and we'll figure out a way to make this, like, I guess you call it workshops or poil dika exercises, that we could get into tikkun midos the way we're supposed to. Don't tell me it was good shit.
It's better than we thought.